Hello, it's another In the Dugout on the Anfield Wrap today with me, Mike Kearney, your host. It's a show where I get to sit down and talk to coaches all throughout the world about their experiences in the game, what they think, how they got into it, and how things are going for them. Today, I'm joined by David Critchley, who's a technical director of a team out in the US in St. Louis. David, thanks for coming on today, mate. How's it going?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. Yeah, doing really well.
Yeah, it's, I was looking before, you know, about your career, and I was obviously, you know, you're from, you're over in America now for 12 years, I think you mentioned before, just as we started. So just interested to know the pathway of getting over there, and how did that all come about for you in terms of being a lad who's travelled over there and is over there for a while now?
Yeah, great question. I had obviously, you know, born and raised in Liverpool, in Highton, Liverpool. Played in a lot of the local community clubs over in Liverpool. Never really had a notable playing career, but in 2007, I went up to Morecambe, played up there for 2 years, up until 2009. And then as I was kind of getting towards the end of that 2 year, almost like a YTS program, you know, there wasn't really any opportunities to move up into the first team. So what I'd started to look at was just, you know, scholarships over there. I had a few friends that I'd been over to Oklahoma before. They'd spoke very highly of it and said, hey, you can come out here and almost, you know, you get a scholarship, you can further your education, and you can get to play for 4 years. So 2009, came over to America, played in a local school in Oklahoma called Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Played there for 4 years. And then going into my fourth year, when I was about to graduate, just a few games into my last year, I blew out my Achilles. So I was only able to play like two or three games in my senior year. So obviously, probably towards the end of my playing career there, started to want to transition into what was next for me. And after speaking to the coach there, you know, he said you could stay on and get your master's degree. So then it's an extra 2 years of education. And while I get my master's degree, the school would pay for it if I was to become the coach of the college team, or the assistant coach of the college team. So was definitely interested in it, wanted to always get as much education, free education, as I could as well. So I took that opportunity and coached there for 2 years. And then once I graduated with my master's, that's kind of when I really fell in love with coaching and started to begin coaching in the youth game. So I was a technical director then of a smaller club in Oklahoma called Northeast Oklahoma for 1 year. And then after that, I joined probably the largest youth club in Oklahoma as a staff coach. Worked there for 2 years. And then it was on one of my coaching licenses. I'd met a gentleman called Dan Gargan. He was a notable MLS player. Played, obviously, we all know Steven Gerrard. So when Gerrard was over at LA Galaxy, Dan was the right back, who was the guy that I met in my B license. And he was also the general manager of Lou Fuse, where I'm currently at now. And the B license is about a year long process. And, you know, as we were kind of getting towards the end of that and doing our testing, he'd met with me, asked me, take me out to lunch. And he just said, listen, we've got an opportunity in St. Louis here. You know, pretty large club, but after a technical director, would you have some interest in that?